Hello.
What's up?
Hey, JD.
What's happening?
Nothing. We lied though, but I'm eating popcorn. I'm so hungry.
Bruh.
I'm starving, but yeah, we live. We back. The first official episode with actual quality. JD, go ahead and introduce yourself because I don't think people really know who you are.
Hey, what up? It's JD, but on Twitter, I changed my name on Twitter. I used to go by Drinking Holy Water, but
But what happened to your holy water?
I feel like being an asshole by nature now.
Okay, so let me ask you something. What got you into this asshole by nature? Who hurt your feelings?
Even gonna say yet.
Oh my God. Okay, not this episode. We'll wait. We'll wait. Maybe you might tell us what happened after we talk about Cardi's album. Since she
Yeah.
got you for everything, but did you listen to it?
Listen to which ones? I listened to the whole
Okay.
Cardi album and I've listened to both of Nicki's songs. I only like one of Nicki's songs, though.
Okay, so all right, let's rewind. Let's discuss because the only thing we're talking about tonight is Nicki and Cardi. That's it. I ain't got nothing else. But let's talk about invasion of privacy first. Let's just talk about Cardi's growth from her mixtapes to her first official album.
Great quality. I will say the quality is a lot better than the mixtapes.
Right. Now, growth. She grew a lot, but I want to only say she grew a lot because she had mad people helping her write. Like,
If you're talking about growth in the lyricism,
yeah.
well,
You have to, you would have to say she grew because when you're looking at her mixtapes, you listening and it's just
Yeah, but
they never did nothing for me. But she actually, with her album, she actually had like a solid story to tell and it flowed better than she write.
so
Better than she
that's what my
type.
question is though. The thing
Right.
is on her mixtapes, was she doing most of the writing? Because if she was doing most of the writing on her mixtapes, then you can't really say it's growth. It just means she has more money behind her.
Okay, so all right, let me retract my statement. I never looked at her credits, but I also know that I could never catch on to her mixtape like I did with her album.
Exactly.
So if, like you just stated, if you said that if I'm going to gauge growth by her lyricism, she does definitely have more money behind her to do what she got to do in order for her to grow with her music. So is it actually really growth? Or did she just acquire more resources to do what she got to do?
It's more resources, and it's plus she also has Atlantic behind her, pushing
Right.
her. So, I mean, with Atlantic behind you, you're basically the cash cow, as they say. They're going to be using her for shit, everything. I mean, why not? You got the
I
hottest,
mean, yeah,
you
you're
got the
right.
Migos. Because if you also look at it too, she's been on the Migos stuff, the Migos been on her stuff. So it's like they're just going back and forth between the two hot groups or two hottest artists that they have on Atlantic. And they're just going to be using all of them to push forward. So of course they're gonna put all the resources they got for right now. Now
Right.
the question is off of that, her next stuff that comes out, well, she's gonna be performing more, a little bit, and then she's gonna have the baby. After she has the baby, what's gonna happen? Is she gonna become cold out here? Or are they gonna make the blogs hot with the whole shit with going on with her, Offset, Selena, the baby? Like, are they gonna be using all that extra shit to keep pushing her through the cold spell so she doesn't ever become cold?
To be like, I've been really like fighting with my mind and with the industry on what's gonna happen with Cardi. This might seem a little fucked up, but I really don't think Cardi has nothing else to give us. I will be completely honest with you. With her album, she told so much in those albums. It's like in that album. it's like, what else can you give us, Cardi?
Life.
Okay, like, define life.
So now you got to think about it. Now she's about to go through this whole thing of dealing with beats, right? Or dealing with interviews. Then she has to deal with Offset and deal with that shit.
I want to talk about them interviews too. So that's going to be more on with Nicki, but go ahead.
So then after the whole Offset thing, then you had to deal with your child and then being pregnant and then how your life is being a mom and all that stuff. So she's going to have more stories to tell. Actually,
okay, I mean,
her pregnancy might have actually helped a little bit because now she's going to have a whole nother life to talk about.
Okay, so you're talking about life in that aspect. I mean, yeah, of course you're going to have more life with that, but...
So that's more stories.
I mean, she's going to need like a couple years to start telling them stories. What is she going to do between that time? Like, I personally feel... I know the industry is very stressful on Cardi. I really do. And I really think, too, that she only became a rapper because it was, like, fun to her. But I don't think she really knew how deep her career was going to actually go. Like, it's like niggas see the glitz and the glamour, but they don't see the process to work up to what you have to do. And it's a lot of pressure on Cardi. I don't see anything music-wise with her anymore. I would much rather see her on a reality show.
No, nope, nope.
I don't give a fuck.
No,
I don't care.
Hell no.
That's her lane.
No, it's not. No more. No, it's not. No.
Bro, no. I'm telling you, I don't think she has anything to offer after that last album musically. I think she did it as a hobby and it took off and she's just like, well, bitch, what the fuck? Like, like what now? Like, she has to keep producing. I don't, like you said life is to come. That's like a couple years from now. I just personally don't feel that she has anything musically else to offer. But I also, too, did say, like, when her album comes, it's gonna flop. But I also, too, didn't factor in the resources and the shit that she have going on to why her album won't flop.
Exactly, because it was not going to. It wasn't going to.
They're going to make sure that album was not going to flop.
Correct.
It didn't, but me personally, I don't know what, like, you ever heard somebody make a song and you just listen to that song and it's like they put everything into that song to where it's like, I'm not even sure if you can make another song because you done put so much into this one song, trying to put your whole entire story into this one song. And now you pushing it. Now you don't have nothing else. Now you're broke. You know what I'm saying?
I get it. I get that. But the also the thing is, too, is with that being said, do you think that she's at a point where she's just going to end up disappearing out of the industry, so to speak, and just go back to...
so much disappearing because, I mean, shit, she got a Migos baby in her belly. She's not going to completely disappear. Like, her name is going to always ring bells because of what she done and what she done did or whatnot. But I just think she don't have, like I keep saying, I don't think she have nothing else to give us. I don't. I really don't. And I mean, everybody got their run. Yeah. Cardi might run for 10 years. Cardi might run for 15 years. Cardi might run for the next 30 days. We don't know. You just never know. And like with the Migos, like the Migos been running for a minute. So, I mean, everybody gonna come to a head. Everybody gonna come to an end. But I just personally, like I said, I don't think she has anything else to offer. I mean, her album, don't get me wrong, it was dope. I'm still bumping that bitch in my car. And man, the temperature just broke. It was 80 degrees. That bitch was playing. Today we're doing that. So, I mean, she gave us great work, but I want her to win, but I also don't see it being like a long, long win. Like, I want her to have longevity. I just think what she's doing is not going to bring her longevity. I don't.
So, is this a summer? Is this a Southern Anthem CD?
Oh, yeah.
Is this what we're calling it?
Look, her whole album is an album for the bitches. You get what I'm saying? Like, she gave us an anthem for being a hoe, anthem for, you know, crying and staying. You know, she gave us an album for complaining and, you know, and staying. Like, I mean, but still talking shit. Like, she gave us mad anthems. Don't, like, she gave us enough anthems
so, for next year. So she was the Drake female wife, basically. What
you know what? Yeah. She was the female Drake. She was.
Because that's all Drake do. Drake right. Get you all of your feelings.
Yeah. Right. Like, Cardi got you messed up for the whole summer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want your man cheating on you? All right. Be careful. You feel me? And then, like, now your feelings hurt. Now you out there being a bacon head. You, like, it's one of them things. Like, she gave us mad options. She gave us mad options on how to feel and how to respond. And it's up to, you know, what your flavor is. But that album, don't get me wrong, that album was dope. I really thought it was going to flop. I did. I said it was going to flop. But she took her time. She did
what she had to do. I don't know if she really took her time.
I mean, her album was supposed to drop in October, bro. Like, October. It's April.
But, yeah, but they kept pushing it back because she wasn't ready.
Right, because she was taking her time.
But then they rushed it, talking about, okay, it has to hurry up and be out.
Well, yeah, and that comes into Nicki.
So why do you think why do you think that has to do with Nicki though?
Because look at all the drama that's transpiring right now. Nicki just dropped. Cardi dropped her album. Nicki's saying that she didn't want to overshine Cardi. But I personally don't think she would have overshone Cardi. I really don't. I mean, she got all her barbs. She got a whole mental institute. Like, all the mental institutions in the whole entire country is behind Nicki Minaj. So there's absolutely no way Nicki will outshine Cardi. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody got their style. Everybody got their flavor. I personally... Did you like Nicki's songs?
So I told you, I only like one. I like the Ching Yang. What was it?
Chun-Li, Nicki.
Egg roll. Chinese food.
Chun Lu Young, whatever.
I love that song though. I actually cared about that song. Well, I don't even know the other one. I don't even know the title of the other one. But
it's
I like
Barbie Ting, whatever, something like that.
Brother, that sound is whack. Barbie what?
Barbie Tings. Look, listen. Let me tell you something.
What the fuck is a Barbie's Ting? A barbed wire? What the fuck?
I couldn't. Which one did you like though?
I like the Chow Mein Young. Chow Mein. Okay.
The Chun-Li nigga.
Yeah, that.
Right.
Ain't it Chow Mein? Whatever.
Yeah, I personally, I don't know. I'm not, I mean.
You didn't like none of them?
I didn't. I'm not even going to sit up here and act like I did. I didn't like it. I wasn't feeling it. Like, it ain't do nothing to me. It ain't make me move. Like, it ain't make me get up and just, you know, start dancing, start wiggling my shoulders. Like, it ain't make me do nothing. Like, I was just sitting there listening to it with, you know, a straight face. It did absolutely nothing for me. I didn't care for it. And it's not because I don't like Nicki. I just missed mixtape Nicki. Like, that's it. Like, it's just it's just one of them things. Like, nah. Somebody actually did say that her songs, they're equating her songs to her mixtape days, which...
The chain, y'all, whatever. I thought that one was more so of the mixtape Nicki.
Uh-huh.
To be honest with you.
Right.
But it's not the mixtape Nicki from before, you know, when she was grinding.
It's not mixtape Nicki outside rapping on a block. That's not what that is.
Yeah, this is mixtape Nicki from I've been in the game for a little bit and I'm just gonna do a mixtape
right.
type
so
shit.
So it's not nothing is right. It ain't it. But I didn't really feel for it. And then, like, did you watch some interviews?
Yeah, I watched Cardi's and I watched a little bit. I mean, I only watched a little bit of that Nicki one. Nicki be fake, bro. She is fake.
No, she want to be an actress. But my thing with Nicki is, like, that interview, it was fake. It was like crocodile tears.
Bro, even the forget the tears when she's like, "Oh, I don't." The only thing that hurt my feelings is when she started talking about what was a motorsport. Bruh, yeah, get the fuck out of here! Not
and
only
then
that,
when she dropped the Quavo,
yeah, that stupid.
that screenshot and he talking about some, like, if you was my girl, like, you know.
But it was that even true, though?
Listen.
I mean, seriously.
This is all entertainment, and I'm going to approach this situation as entertainment. So with that being said, that whole entire screenshot, if it was true, it was true. If it wasn't true, it wasn't true. But Quavo ain't in no position to sit up here and defend nobody that is not his bitch. that's it. Like, it's cold. Like, Nicki was on the track. All right, that's cool. Y'all industry buddies. But, you know, Migos and Cardi, that's spam right there. So they not gonna defend it. But my issue that I have with Cardi is she likes to avoid questions when she gets interviews about Nicki. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Like, she hops around. She hops around a lot. And for a bitch like her, that's mouthy as hell, that likes to talk about so much shit, you couldn't even sit there and answer a question that they asking you based on somebody that you did a song with. You feel me? Like, you can make videos about everything in this world, all your problems, your struggles, you know, what hurts, what don't hurt. Like, you can be so vocal about so much stuff. But when they start asking you about Nicki, you start acting retarded, like you got a mouthful of shit in your mouth.
Well, hold on. Wait a minute. You talking about Cardi?
Yes, like when Cardi be on the internet.
So, time out. So, what you're saying is if somebody doesn't want to talk about something.
No, my thing, no, bro. Every time a question approaches about Nicki, she does not answer it.
But what's wrong with it? That means
what? Okay, see, you know what? It would be one thing if Cardi wasn't mouthy. You feel me? Cardi addresses everything.
Well, maybe she just doesn't want to give.
Oh my God.
Nicki, no type of light. Like, fuck it. I don't want to talk about the bitch. I ain't going to talk about the bitch. Next question. Bitch.
I'm sorry. For somebody to be as mouthy as her, she always avoiding the questions when it comes to Nicki. Like I said, entertainment purposes, like, look, you so mouthy. You got all this shit to say. But when somebody asks you a question about Nicki, you just be making them retarded ass sounds like you stupid or something. I mean, I don't like that. You feel me? I don't like that at all. It's just her whole entire persona just come off as fake when asked certain questions about certain people. But she can go and address like the cheating rumors and shit like that. But you're not gonna address nothing with Nicki. Go ahead. What you gotta say?
I mean, I just take it as she ain't got shit to say about Nicki. She don't give a fuck about Nicki.
Right, because she's just out here trying to secure her bag.
Well, the problem is that the whole Nicki thing has been coming up every fucking interview. So she's sick of it coming up. At a point, you're just like, fuck, what are we doing?
But she's never really addressed anything concerning her.
Because she doesn't want to talk about the bitch. This is her interview. Nicki.
Right, it's her interview.
Nicki's the one.
She can address her cheating ass man, right? That put a baby on her. But she can't address what conversation between her and Nicki. Like, if she want to avoid all beef, you know what? Cool. But it's just one of them things. Like, I would like for her to address that situation.
Everybody wants her to address the situation. But the problem is, if she addresses the situation for entertainment purposes, right? And then all of a sudden, shit starts to go left because you're forgetting Nicki does work with the Migos. She's always constantly working with Atlantic artists. So now you're going to have an issue when you have this person come in the building because you're going to have to see her since she's always around the same people anyway. No, she doesn't want to address it. Leave it alone. Nicki, on the other hand, Nicki feels like she's untouched and she feels like she can do whatever she wants to do. So she talks about everything. That's why she was like, oh, Cardi, I really love her. The only thing that hurts my feelings is because of the motorsport and her talking about my verse. And, you know, Quavo, that's my baby. You know, that's my baby. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Look, like I said, she was acting, but I just feel as though Cardi should just address the situation. If she don't want to address it, she need to just say, like, don't talk to me about nothing about Nicki.
She probably do, but people still ask anyway.
But she had also too made a statement stating that male rappers don't go toe to toe or some shit like that, but the females do. And it's like, I'm not really sure where she's going with that, because like, niggas be talking about male rappers all the time. You feel me? On the timeline every single day. If it's not Drake, it's not Cole, it's not Kendrick, it's not Uzi. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a constant conversation. So this is why I don't understand sometimes where Cardi be coming from. Like, you can't sit up here and try to avoid beef and then go up here and say, like, oh, it's always females being pinned against each other. But it's, like, really, like, three female rappers.
Well, that's why she said that, because they always try to pin...
so many male rappers that get pinned against each other all the time.
Man, like, don't nobody be paying them attention.
No, bro, if you see my timeline, every single day they comparing, they going toe-to-toe about these male rappers. Like, it happens all the time. It's, like, three female rappers. Of course you're going to see it. It's, like, three of y'all.
Exactly. Male rappers. The problem with male rappers is male rappers are totally like different when it comes down to what they talk about, right?
Right.
Female rappers usually only talk about the same thing. I'm sending these hoes. None of these bitches like me. I'm better than all these bitches. And that's it. There ain't no nothing else. It's, I'm better than these bitches. I make money. I'm the queen. I'm the best thing that's there. Da, da, da. Males, they rap about a whole bunch of other shit. They just rap about how much money they got, this, this, and this. They don't even be talking about, I'm better than you, unless they're actually beefing. Females just go at each other or say, I'm better than all these other females.
Okay, so females.
There's only three females.
Okay, so great. So great. So since we're bringing this up, the reason females go toe-to-toe is because females are catty. Females are jealous. They always want to be, you know, they always want to one-up each other. And it's a power struggle between females.
Yes.
So... now, at the end of the day, yes, Cardi, females are it. Since it's three of y'all, yeah, y'all going toe to toe. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody want to be better than the next. Somebody want to outshine the other one. But at the end of the day, still, you know, niggas do it too. It ain't just the females; it's the niggas too. But I mean, like, what can you expect? It's three of y'all. Like, what else is there? Like Cardi, who else do you want us to pin you up against? Who else is it?
And the other issue is that they're both the same damn color. So that doesn't help either.
Yeah, I realize that too. Like, they really are, like, I mean, colorism, like, we're talking about some social issues, but they are.
They're the same color, both from New York. So, like,
it's not no Nicki Minaj versus Lil' Kim right now. Now it's Nicki versus Cardi.
Cause it's a new artist.
The same bitch. Y'all just spit a little different.
Now, what have you noticed though? After this has happened, they have tried to start bringing Lil Kim back into this. Oh, Nicki talking about what Cardi's supposed to done, but she didn't do this about.
But you know what?
She didn't do the same thing with Lil Kim.
It's gonna always be the same MCs. Like, it's gonna always be them. Like, it's gonna be Kim. It's gonna be Cardi. It's gonna be Nicki. It's gonna be Remy. Like, bro, like. It's like the circle of life.
But that's only because it's New York. You notice right. What's her name trying to put Trina in there? Nobody been thinking about no Trina. Like
nobody, Jesus Christ. Nobody
but she tried to throw Trina in there. But nobody thinks of the Southern females. That's like if you talk about Southern females, you might as well go with all of them. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody ever gets talked about when it comes down to Southern female rappers.
Well, because I don't think they're gonna throw Southerners into you know, East Coast rap.
Exactly, but that's why I say it's going to be the same. It's going to be the same for
right.
females
so
or whoever.
So, in Cardi's defense, Cardi should have kind of worded that a little bit differently. Like Cardi probably doesn't get that you know she's going to be pinned against you know New York female rappers because y'all got the same flavor, y'all got the same style, y'all talk the same, you know what I'm saying?
Been around the same people.
Been around the same people, like, it's nothing else that we can really gauge with. Like, we cannot pin Cardi against Trina. Like, we cannot. Like, we can't pin you against a West Coast rapper. We can't pin you against a Down South rapper, Midwest. Like, we can't do that. So, I mean, I get it. But at the same time, like, Cardi, like, there's really just no, like, it's four of y'all. Like, literally, it's five of y'all. Like, I mean, you got to take your pick. Which one you want to go up against?
Yeah. And Lil' Kim's trying to come back. Lil' Kim trying to come back with Remy. They try to bring that old school back.
I mean, you know what? They can't bring it back. This ain't the market for it. And I have to keep telling people, like, I want that music to come back. Like, I want that late 90s, early 2000s. Like, I want that, not late. I ain't going to say late. I'm going to say mid-90s, say. Early. Yeah, I'm going to say mid-90s, early 2000s. I want that sound to come back. Like, I really do. I really, truly do. But I don't think it'll ever come back to same degree. But what they're trying to do, like, they can't really bring it back in this market because you got the, you know, you got the late 90s babies that's popping Xannies and want to, you know, pop Xannies and lean and drink lean and, you know, put coke up their ass.
Bruh.
Like, we got weirdo babies here that they cannot listen to the type of music that we grew up on.
You talk about crack babies. Like, what kind of babies came? What, bro? Because I don't think that was a crack era anymore. Unless there was a crack era
It skipped us.
Like,
because it literally went from the crack era, then it skipped after the crack era, like the 90s through 96 babies is like completely normal, and like the 1997s and up, bro. I don't even know why their parents decided to breed them. Like, they are just the most useless age groups alive. Like,
they're weird as hell, disrespectful as fuck. They do the weirdest drugs ever for the weirdest reasons. Like, where do these kids come from?
I don't know. These kids is different. That's why I'm just like, I don't think the sound that I want to come back is going to ever come back because of what we got to deal with these babies. Like, the only thing I can hope for is, like, our kids, we put the music, like, when we have our kids, like, the real 90s kids, when we have our kids, we give them the music that we actually like listening to, that actually makes sense, that we don't need, like, a teleprompter to tell us
what they said.
The damn track. Like, I'm so serious. Like, that's the only way the sound can ever come back, but that's, like, 20 years from now. Do I got 20 years to wait for good music again?
Bruh, you ain't getting no good music in 20 years, no way.
No, I'm kind of scared to see what's the next wave, because the mumble rap wave got maybe like 3, maybe 4 max more years left
before. Well, when did it start? When did the mumble rap start?
It probably started like maybe like 5 years ago.
So y'all, they still got about another, like, how many you say, 3 to 4?
More years. That's what I'm saying. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's the next wave of music that's gonna come
the
out.
The next wave is gonna be like two like, words, all beat for 5 seconds.
It's gonna be nothing. It's just gonna be beats and just a hook.
That's it.
Like,
no, nothing else.
Like, they gonna. Nothing else. Like, they gonna have like the best production. There's gonna be just nothing but fire beats and just hooks. But you know what? I'm not mad at that, because I was telling Jehovah, he done grown so much with his music, and I'm telling him, like, bro, your hooks are so much better than your verses.
Damn, that's like, fucked up.
No,
damn.
Like, no, you might think it's fucked up, but it's like his verses are still good. But his hooks is what got me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the hook is what's going to grab you. Like, if that hook is fire, what?
Keep your head up, Jehovah. Keep your head up, bro.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I have to tell him, like, your hook is fire. Your hook is, like, where it's at. And, I mean, it is what it is. That's exactly how I envision the next wave of music to be, with, like, fire hooks. Fire beats, fire production, and boom, that's it. Like, we're literally getting lit off of people's hooks. Like, it's the hook looping.
They're going to loop that hole, and everybody's going to have their own type of phone where they can record their own song.
Right. I mean, that would actually be a good... Nah, not really, because some people just not lyrically good enough.
Hey, but it don't matter. As long as it's entertaining to them.
But you know what? Like I said, with him, his hook, long as that hook is catchy, man.
Because you know,
it's a wrap.
You know what that wave is going to be? It's going to be where you're in the club and you have headphones on. And you have your own headphones on, so you listen to your own music, and you dance to your own shit. Everybody has their own shit dancing, and it can't nobody complain. As long as they're in there with the lights, everybody's able to dance. I'm telling you, it's going to be
I mean, it don't sound like a bad wave. It just sounds like party music. Like, that's probably going to be the next era.
Basically, that's what it's changing into. That's why everybody says, I'm not a rapper. I'm a rock star. Or whatever. I don't want to be pulled to one genre. That's what they're going towards, as of trying not to be put in a box. So everybody's just going to say, I make music. So what type of artist are you? Are you a rapper? I just make music. I'm just an entertainer.
I just make music. Like genres ain't even going to be existing no more. Like, okay, so you make music. So what genre is that? Like, I make music. Like, I can't find that genre. Like, what do you mean? I make music.
It's going to be I make music genre.
I mean, I think they made a mumble rap genre.
They probably did. I mean, you got gangster rap, you got hip hop, you got, I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, I'm not hating, but it would be like, I mean, some people are just very good with hooks.
But they,
it don't take much to write a hook.
Also, if you think about it, when it comes down to Apple Music and stuff like that, they go off of stuff that you listen to. So anything that's familiar with it. So it doesn't even have to be a pops or if you listen to a R&B song, a pop song could come on next. Like, it doesn't have to be in that genre at all. If it sounds like it, or if it's close to it, or people who listen to this listen to that too, then it's going to pop up.
Yeah, so the genres don't really match up to what's actually being. No, and I peeped that, though. I have peeped that before, because I was listening to, like, they say Drake a pop star, but, like, for the life of me, I can't figure out how. So I'm just like, okay, well, he do pop. I mean, that's the next best music market. But I still can't, like, when I hear pop, I think of Taylor Swift. Like, I can't.
It's popular music, so it's whatever's popular that people are listening to.
Oh, that's what pop means.
Bro, I found out you did not know that's what pop meant.
I just thought, I really just thought pop was like pop, like,
bruh,
like party music.
Bruh.
I really thought pop was like party music.
Well, there you go. Bro. Everybody learned something new.
So basically, okay, so in a sense, mad people under pop.
Yeah.
So basically, headlining artist is like under
popular
pop.
Music. Bruno Mars, Neo, what's his name? Flo Rida was under there, and Drake. You got Migos. You got everybody. Whoever's popular music that people listen to.
Oh well, I just thought it was party music. Okay. Well, party. All right, popular party music. I mean, all that shit, party music anyway, that should be on people's DJs, people playlists and shit. So, hey, we gonna take it. Nigga, stop laughing at me before I kill you.
Oh, wow. Well.
Woo! Yeah, so.
About that.
That was awful. I don't even want to release this episode. I'm so
But wait, watch when you release it. A whole bunch of people gonna be like, they will be when they listen to it, right? They gonna be like, oh, that makes sense. But then when they comment, they gonna be like, girl, I knew that.
Right up here lying like, no, y'all didn't. Y'all thought it was party music too. Y'all know it was on y'all playlist
niggas,
for the car. That's what y'all thought.
Niggas be stuck like a motherfucker. They be like, I do.
Right. It's okay if y'all didn't know. It's okay if y'all ain't know. Ain't nobody gonna Google no pop. But now it makes sense. Okay. Anyways, back to the Dickie and Cardi. I just want them. You know, they can feud all they want. They can start the industry beef and the drama all they want. You know what I'm saying? Both of them entertainers.
But
at most.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. I don't think they're really feuding. I think
it's
just
all
entertainment.
It's just time to keep talking about like we're doing right now.
Correct.
So.
Because if they keep their name going,
mm-hmm.
when they get when stuff slows down, all they gotta do is throw out a diss record.
Right.
Say, oh, we dissed each
right.
other. And then next thing you know, the money starts revving in again. And then they're back to the top.
Right. And here we are, dummies talking about it. But you know what? It's okay because everybody got an opinion. It is what it is. So.
Yep.
Other than that, shit. JD, you want to talk about something else? Or are you good?
I mean, no, I'm good. I'm good.
You going to tell us about why you were sad earlier?
Shit, we're going to do that probably next week or 2 weeks. We'll see.
Oh, my God. Why don't men like to express themselves? Nigga, you was that, mouthy okay,
do we want to make, hold on, do we want to make this, because I could go on that one. You actually asked a perfect question that I've been wanting to know for the longest, though.
And what's because
women, so for me, right, I am like to myself like a motherfucker. Like, I don't go out, I don't talk much. Well, I only talk when I'm around people. But once I'm not around nobody, I'm quiet as fuck. I don't say nothing.
Well, I mean, when we were in Atlanta, you was kind of acting strange, so I kind of get that.
Yeah, I just... Well, no. When I was in Atlanta, I was just pissed. But when I get around people, I'm cool. Like, I can talk, whatever, have fun or whatever. But then at certain points, it's like, okay, I need to get by myself. I need to be alone. Everybody leave me the fuck alone. I just like my space.
Right. I mean, that's fair. I'm like that, too.
But... Then, you know, when you get in a relationship and shit, if at first you were always talking and all that shit, like, you know, going out, stuff like that, but then you start getting stressed with, like, work and shit,
right.
Like, sometimes you just be like, you know what? I deal with people all day. I deal with issues all day. I just want to come home and relax.
I don't want to talk to you.
I don't really want to talk. I don't want to talk. I don't want to do nothing. I just want to just chill because I'm going to have to deal with some more bullshit tomorrow.
Right.
You know, so I just want to chill.
So let me guess.
But
problems in paradise.
yeah, basically.
Oh well, I mean, I like your girlfriend, but I mean, I can definitely understand where you're coming from, because I be like that too. Like I just I be like that with my daughter. Like, bruh, leave me alone. I don't want to talk to you. Go downstairs with your grandma and let me be. But people need their space sometimes, especially after a long day. I mean, it's completely normal, but them problems y'all got to deal with. So,
bruh.
If your home is unhappy, as crazy as this sounds, you need to figure out exactly how to make it happy again. Because ain't shit healthy with having two irritated motherfuckers in the same living space.
Yeah, man.
So y'all need to come to a common ground and y'all need to figure out, like, I'm tired. Yeah, let me just have my space.
Yeah, we're going to see what happens.
Huh?
I said, we're going to see what happens, because what it sounds like, I might have a lot of space.
Okay, so what we're not going to do is we're not going to sit up here. You need to go listen to Invasion of Privacy, okay?
You said listen to, hell no, you listen to that bullshit.
You need to go listen to Cardi album, because it sounds like you're going through some shit right now, and I know she made that album for bitches, but you right now.
What you trying to say, motherfucker?
You kind of need to listen to it. You need to get your mind right. You need to get your mind right. But we're not going to sit up here and talk about personal relationships. This ain't that episode, even though it could be because of Cardi album, but we're not going to do that. But other than that, like...
Y'all better wait till Drake album come out.
Until who album?
Y'all said wait till Drake album come out.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Anyways, JD, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at JDSHERROD15, or you can find me on Instagram at JTHATRUTH, I think it's like that, 5. Anyway, J the Truth, 5 on Instagram.
Lord Jesus. His damn social media accounts are so damn irritating. Y'all know where y'all can find me. Y'all can find me on Twitter at @UntieOG_ and on Instagram at @Auntie'sBlock. Now, with JD's complex ass at I will tag him in all my shit so y'all can follow him, because ain't nobody about to sit up here and be trying to type what he's saying that he just spelled. So we gonna leave you out of the nightcap, the end of the discussion.
That's fucked up, cuz.
Nah, you just mad. you just mad extra. Like all them fucking letters, bro. No.
Hey, bro. Look, everybody got the same name as me, so I gotta be special and add some extra shit. Okay.
Yeah. See, what we not doing is that. But anyways, y'all. I hope y'all liked the episode. I do appreciate all types of feedback. And I also, too, if y'all have something that y'all want to say that y'all might be scared to say, y'all can go ahead and y'all can submit it to me. It's on my website, in my bio, on Twitter. Y'all can submit any type of questions, concerns, discussions y'all want to possibly have us discuss, what have you. Not the episode. I'm tired. The website is in my bio on Twitter, and y'all are like more than welcome to submit anything. Other than that, like, I hope y'all enjoyed it. We'll be back again. I don't know when, but it will be probably.
Gotta be soon, cuz. Gotta be soon.
No,
cause.
It will be soon. Like, we're gonna drop this probably on Monday. And I'll let y'all know when the next one drops. And I'm not telling y'all nothing. Y'all just gonna have to just wait and see. But other than that, I'm out of here.
Drop them deuces.
Okay, bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.